Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Today on Advanced, we take a walk in the great urban outdoors. Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Happy Valentine's Day. Today is February 14th. We love that you're here with us on Advanced today. I'm Naomi, and back with me in the studio are Carolyn and Gabe.
Hey, hello, everybody. And yes, happy Valentine's Day. Feeling the love. I'm feeling the love.
Are you feeling the love, Carolyn?
I am feeling the love. We're talking about something that I love.
Which is?
Nature.
I think we can all feel the love for nature. Mm-hmm. I think being in the great outdoors does, it kind of feeds your soul in a way. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree. You just kind of get restored, rejuvenated after being in the city for so long. It's nice to be back in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can be kind of nice to get away from the maddening crowds, as we were talking about yesterday, and go and do something that I really enjoy it. Like I was saying yesterday, I love the rivers and the waterfalls, and I need to get out and do more of that.
You sound like me. Yeah. I always feel the same way. You know, life gets kind of busy, and I find that taking the time away to go to some beautiful spot in nature can really be refreshing, but it's hard to find the time to do it.
Yeah, it can be hard to find the time, and sometimes I even forget nature's there just because I'm so busy. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Got to get out.
You need to make an appointment with nature.
Oh, make a date with nature.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's how you can spend your Valentine's
Day.
Yes. Good.
All right. Well, yesterday we started out with a couple of hot spots for our Exploring Nature Around the World article. What was the first place we visited, Gabe?
We talked about Mount Hollywood Trail, Los Angeles, which Los Angeles is one of the biggest cities in the world. But, of course, there is good nature to be experienced there.
Right. It's a beautiful trail where you can get an unparalleled view of the whole region. You can get the kind of view you can't get anywhere else. So it sounds like it's worth the hike.
Mm-hmm. It's worth the hike. And actually, many people there prefer this trail over other ones. So if you do visit Los Angeles, make sure you check out Mount Hollywood Trail.
Where was the next place we went to, Carolyn?
Well, we went to Mount Takao, Tokyo, which is a mountain that can give you an absolutely amazing view of Mount Fuji.
Ooh. And we talked about how it's an especially good idea to go at a certain time of the year.
Yes. November is the peak foliage season, so the leaves, the foliage, have all turned bright reds, orange, and yellows, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
It does sound beautiful, and they both sound like fun experiences, but we have several more to cover today, so let's jump into our first reading on page 25.
Bronx River, New York. It may not be on your top 10 list of things to do when you finally get to the Big Apple, but exploring the almost secret river that flows through one of New York's most mysterious boroughs is an unforgettable experience. The Bronx River Alliance, a nonprofit group, operates cycling and canoeing trips along the river from the rugged Hunts Point section down near the harbor on up through the borough. Or you can just explore yourself. The stretch running through the New York Botanical Gardens is particularly scenic, flanked by New York City's lone remaining stand of old-growth forest.
So we're heading to the Big Apple. Start spreading the news. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, start spreading the news, Naomi. The Big Apple. Where's the Big Apple?
New York, New York.
Yes, start spreading the news.
Yes.
We're going to New York.
Is that the right song? I can't remember. Okay, yes, that is. We're headed to the Big Apple, New York, specifically the Bronx River. Now, when I think of nature, I absolutely do not think of New York City. It's pretty well known that basically the only real green spot in Manhattan is Central Park, mm-hmm. which is quite big, but it doesn't really qualify as nature.
No, I don't usually think of it as nature, although there are lots of trees and places to walk. I was going to say sidewalks, but that's not nature.
Exactly. So yeah. It's a little bit more kind of man-made and maintained.
It's still a park.
Yes.
It's a park.
Right. So this is a little different. And most of us, when we visit New York, I mean, we've all been there, right, the three of us?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things did you spend time doing when you were there?
Well, I went to the Statue of Liberty mm-hmm. during one of my trips, and another time I went to the Empire State Building. I went to Ground Zero, mm-hmm. saw the Battery new memorial.
Park. Yeah, mm-hmm. Gabe, how about you?
Yeah, well, I saw a Broadway show mm-hmm. when I was there, and I was visiting my sister, so I did kind of things with her friends, but it wasn't in nature, for
like
sure.
Like restaurants.
Yeah, lots of different really cool restaurants. Mm-hmm. Yes, delicious food.
Yeah, definitely. I did a lot of shopping and, of course, museums, the library. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of thing. And shows, too.
Yep.
So that's what I think of when I think of New York City. This is not on my top 10 list of things to do when I get to the Big Apple, but what?
But exploring the almost secret river that flows through one of New York's most mysterious boroughs is an unforgettable experience.
Okay, it's an almost secret river?
So it sounds like a lot of people don't know that this river exists. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't go there, so it's kind of like a secret.
Right. It's not purposely hidden from people, but a lot of people just don't know about it.
Well, they maybe don't know about it because they don't hear enough about it, possibly. It's kind of like, but it is like a hidden jewel. It's almost mm-hmm. secret. Maybe you should go check it out when you're in New York or the Bronx.
Okay. So that is one of New York's most mysterious boroughs. What's mm-hmm. a borough?
Well, a borough is here one of the five divisions of New York City, but it can also just be a division of another town, just breaking it up into a smaller area.
Okay. Can you name all the boroughs of New York?
Yes, there's Queens, the Bronx, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. Those are the five boroughs of New York City.
Very nice. Okay, good job. So the Bronx is the one that people probably explore the least. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that's why it's a little more mysterious, especially, I think, to people who are not from New York, who aren't as familiar with the city. But if you go, it says here, it is an unforgettable experience, which sounds exciting. So tell me more about it, Gabe.
Well, we read on the Bronx River Alliance, which is a nonprofit group, operates cycling and canoeing trips along the river. And that sounds pretty cool, actually. I mean, it seems like you can do a lot of things on this river. Of course, you know that I love rivers and I love rock skipping and just river tracing. But here at this river, you can go cycling along it and maybe even hop in a canoe.
I love going cycling. It's one mm-hmm. of my favorite things in the world. You know, it feels mm-hmm. like you're moving, but like you're relaxing at the same time, which I just love. And so I really like to ride my bike by the river. This sounds like a lot of fun to me. And the idea that there is this nonprofit group that's sort of working with the river, I think that's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's not something that you usually see. A lot of organizations try to make money off of organizing canoe trips or renting bicycles or something. So that it's a nonprofit group is very unique.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they started this group?
I'm not sure why they started this group. I'm sure they wanted to bring attention to the Bronx River. They have a website, actually, bronxriver.org. And it turns out that the Bronx River was damaged quite a bit during last year's Hurricane Sandy. So if you want to contribute or donate in some way to help out, then you could go and check that website out, bronxriver.org.
Okay. I'm glad you checked that out. The last time I looked at their website was before that had happened. So, but there are also some beautiful pictures that you can see of the area and just some of the things that you can see if you do decide to take a trip along the river. And it describes a little more about how you can do that.
Yes. So you can go from the rugged Hunts Point section down near the harbor on up through the borough. So it seems like quite an extensive trail, a very long, winding river path.
Mm-hmm. What does rugged mean?
Rugged would be uneven, probably not a paved path. So if you're going along this, you may want to have a mountain bike, not a regular bicycle. And you may want to also wear a helmet.
Good idea. We sometimes describe people as rugged. If they're explorers, adventurers, if they spend a lot of time outdoors and they're very tough. So we get that idea of something being a little bit rough, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you can explore this whole section, or you can just explore on your own. You don't have to sign up for a tour.
That's right. We see the stretch that runs through the New York Botanical Gardens is particularly scenic. And I think of a stretch, that means like a kind of a long part of something. So like this river goes on for a while, and there's a stretch or a section there that runs through these botanical gardens.
And the botanical gardens of any city are always interesting to view. Mm-hmm. It's usually a garden that's open to the public. Sometimes you have to pay to get in, and they'll have a lot of different kinds of plants grown there.
Yes, one of my favorite botanical gardens that I've been to was in Pennsylvania, called the Longwood Gardens. Hmm. And they actually do theater performances in the garden.
Wow.
And yeah, I saw Brigadoon in the botanical garden.
Beautiful.
It was amazing, absolutely amazing.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of cities have botanical gardens, and I highly recommend checking them out if you ever are in a city that you're not too familiar with and you're not sure what to do with yourself.
Yeah, not too far from Portland, actually, in Oregon, there's the Rose Gardens, and there's hundreds of different kinds of roses in this place.
Wow.
Yeah, and the last time I went, it was free, so actually go check that out if you're ever near Portland.
Yeah, Montreal has beautiful, beautiful gardens as well. But here it says that the New York section there is especially scenic. It's especially nice to look at. And it's flanked by something. What does that mean?
Well, it means that on either side of it, or to one side, there is a lone remaining stand of old growth forest. So on part of this trail, next to this trail, there is some very old trees, a very old group of trees.
Right. When things are flanked by something, I often think of like guards standing in front of doors. Mm-hmm. The guards are flanking the doors because they're right on either side. So this forest, I can picture it almost like protecting the gardens in a way.
Yeah, for sure. And this old growth forest, like Carolyn said, is an old group of trees, untouched, maybe like undisturbed by humans or different things. And it's been around for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. So worth exploring for sure. Who knew that New York was hiding this secret? But it's not the only place with secret spots in nature to explore. Let's move along to Singapore.
Southern Islands, Singapore. Believe it or not, tightly packed and hopelessly manicured Singapore does have plenty of open space left. There are actual hiking trails right in the middle of everything. But to really get away from it all, the Southern Islands, just off the city-state's southern shoreline, are just the thing. All are accessed via scheduled ferry or chartered boat from the docks behind the glittering Marina Bay Sands complex. Just a few miles out, and you're a world away from business as usual. Go from pretty beaches to unkempt tropical forest, there's all sorts of exploring to do.
All right, now we are moving along to Singapore, and you've both been to Singapore, so I'm curious, what kind of impressions do you have of this city?
Well, Singapore is very organized, very beautiful, very clean.
Okay.
And it's a big city.
All right. Gabe?
Yeah, the same. It's very nicely built, and I do think of city. There's lots of places to shop in Singapore. The nice thing about Singapore is that it is really close to the ocean, and so there's a really nice bay right there. And actually, I have been on some trails in Singapore. I haven't been to the Southern Islands, but right within the city of Singapore, there are different places you can go and experience nature.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So according to our author, believe it or not, what?
Believe it or not, tightly packed and hopelessly manicured Singapore does have plenty of open space left.
Okay, let's stop there first. It's an interesting way to describe the city. A little different from what either of you said. What's the first thing?
Tightly packed, so everything is very close together.
And you would agree with that?
I would agree with that. I think that Singapore is a very well-developed city, very organized, very well laid out, but things are very close together because it's such a small island.
Okay. The next part is kind of funny.
Yep, hopelessly manicured. even if they wanted to, they can't get away from the idea that they're just kind of shaping the city to be the way they want it to be.
Okay, when I think of a manicure, I think of my nails, you know, painting my nails, cutting them. But often we talk about somebody's front yard being carefully manicured. It means it's very, very tidy and every blade of grass is cut to the exact same height, you know? It's very clean. And the use of that word hopelessly is pretty funny.
Yes, so it's kind of like there's no way they can get away from being manicured. Yeah. There's nothing you can do about it. It will always be the image of perfection.
You're never going to say, ooh, wild, rugged Singapore.
Right. No, you wouldn't. But either way, this word manicure, whether you're talking about your nails or your front lawn or Singapore, it has this idea of human effort. It's not like letting nature take its course. It's humans trying to like make something
right.
the way it is.
Okay. But it does have plenty of open space left. And as you were saying, Gabe, there actually are hiking trails and things to do in the city.
That's right. Right in the middle of the city, you can actually hike up to pretty nice heights and see quite a ways around. So, I mean, I would recommend going to visit this city, not just for the city, but also for nature.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But there's a special part of the city that the author's focusing on.
Yes. So they say, but to really get away from it all, the southern islands just off the city state's southern shoreline are just the thing. So they're recommending going to the Southern Islands. And I didn't have a chance to go there. I was only in Singapore for 2 days. But, oh, it sounds nice.
They are really pretty from what I've seen in pictures. And I would love to explore them. It says that they are just the thing. And that reminds me of our earlier phrase from yesterday, if you thought that was something.
Yeah, that's right. Just the thing. It's almost like the sentence could be continued. It's just the thing you need. But if you hear this phrase, just the thing, then you can continue that sentence yourself. It's just the thing I need. It's just exactly what I need.
To get away from it all.
Yeah.
So that's the solution for you. It sounds like this is just the kind of escape we were talking about yesterday. If you live in a big city, but you want just a few days to kind of have a breather, then you can head to the Southern Islands. And how do you get there?
Well, all of the islands are accessed via scheduled ferry or chartered boat from the docks behind the glittering Marina Bay Sands complex.
Okay, so scheduled ferries are, of course, you can find probably a sign that'll tell you exactly when. You can probably buy your tickets. And so that's one way to get there. What's the second option?
The other one is a chartered boat. So here you would actually hire a private boat to take you to the islands.
Okay. Where do you find these?
Well, they're at the docks behind this glittering Marina Bay Sands complex. And when I think of glittering, I think of something that's sparkly, like water when it reflects the sunlight or the moonlight. So again, just a really beautiful picture right there.
Right. And glittering does mean shiny, but it also has a connotation of kind of more than that.
Yeah, it kind of is maybe a little bit too much, a little too shiny, a little too new, or a little too much effort going into it.
Sure.
But also money.
Yes.
Money, money, money.
I always, when I hear glittering, I always think expensive. That fancy complex, but the boats probably aren't too expensive. So you kind of have to go past this big, expensive place to get to those small islands. But it doesn't take too long to get there.
Because it's just a few miles out, and then you're a world away from business as usual. Yeah, so I get the sense that it's kind of like you're in a completely separate place, a world away from this.
That phrase, business as usual, will pop up sometimes.
Yes, it will. A lot of times we use it when we're just talking about our normal everyday routine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just business as usual.
Yeah.
You go to work. you go home, you make dinner, you go to bed, business as usual. But here, it's not business as usual because you are outside of your normal routine.
Right. Yeah. I think of that phrase that's been popular again recently, keep calm and carry on. It's business as usual. They kind of go together. It's that same idea. Just the normal routine. Just continue doing what you were doing.
Yeah.
But that's what we always do all the time. And so to get away from that can be very, very relaxing.
That's right. You want to get away from business as usual. You know, I also think of this phrase as a response. If you think things are just kind of going casually and there's nothing new, if someone says, how are things going at your job, you could say, oh, it's just business as usual.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now you are in that whole other world. What can you do on the Southern Island?
Well, you can go from pretty beaches to unkempt tropical forest. So these small islands have beautiful beaches that you can relax on, or unkempt tropical forests.
So that's sort of the opposite of manicured, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, very much the opposite. Unkempt is something that isn't cared for. It can be very messy. You don't try to control it.
Right. I sometimes think of something like Gabe's hair being unkempt.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
My hair is unkempt. But I have to tell you, I have a friend who accused me of being unkempt once. It was one of the first times I heard the word unkempt. And he was talking about my collar. It had an option to button right at the top, and it wasn't buttoned. And so he's like, Gabe, you're unkempt. And I had not shaved that day or something. So it's these little things that he noticed, and he said, I was unkempt.
Yes, but when it comes to a person, it might be a little negative. Here, it's definitely a positive thing. Mm-hmm. This forest has been allowed to grow naturally, and so there's a lot of things that you can explore. Well, let's keep exploring as we move on to London.
Lee Valley, London. The East London River Valley changed this summer when anyone near a television got an eyeful of Olympic Park, built smack in the middle of the valley. Inside the park, beautifully landscaped sections along the riverbanks quickly became a favorite relaxation spot for game goers. At present, you'll find miles of walking paths worth exploring. Start at the Waltham Cross train station and follow the signposted walking route southbound, guiding you past important historic industrial areas, along quiet reservoirs and stands of forest, through interesting city neighborhoods like the artsy Hackney Wick area, past the western side of Olympic Park, and onto the Thames.
So if you were to go to London, where would you choose to visit first?
Well, I'd probably go and ride the London Eye, that big Ferris wheel sitting right there.
Nice, because you can get a big view of the Thames River. Mm-hmm. You can see all of these famous buildings. Carolyn, where would you head?
Well, maybe the London Bridge. Mm-hmm. But I actually have a cousin who lives in London that I haven't been to visit, so I might have him show me around.
You know, the London Bridge, I finally went last summer. The London Bridge is not so pretty, but the Tower Bridge is gorgeous, really interesting. And the Tower of London, oh, there's so much to see there. The Shakespeare's Globe Theater, went and saw a performance there. I went to the National Gallery. I went to St. Paul's Cathedral. I just couldn't get enough. There was so much to see that I didn't even think about nature when I was in London. Hmm. But our article points out that a lot of people have been to see some of the more picturesque natural parts of the city recently.
Well, that's right. If we look at this article, the East London River Valley changed, actually, this summer when anyone near a television got an eyeful of Olympic Park. But we're talking here about the East London River Valley.
Okay, the Lee Valley. And when they say you got an eyeful of Olympic Park, what does that mean?
Well, it means pretty much that's all you were looking at, or that's a lot of what you were looking at. You can use that word something full, like an earful, like, man, I got an earful just now because my friend was talking my ears, you know, off. Just talking a whole lot.
Sharing a lot about something. Uh-huh. Okay, so, of course, with all the Olympic coverage, a lot of people got shots of the Olympic Park, which was built smack in the middle of Lee Valley. What does that mean, smack in the middle?
It means right in the middle of it. So in the middle of the valley. Smack in the middle just kind of emphasizes that it's definitely in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So this this section is maybe a little bit different from what we've been talking about so far, just because it is a bit more of a park, and we see inside that park, what can you find?
Well, beautifully landscaped sections along the riverbanks, and they quickly became a favorite relaxation spot for people that went to see the Olympic Games. So it seems like even right there in the city, there is these landscape sections along the riverbanks.
Mm-hmm. So you can enjoy that river and all the scenery, and you can sit there. Also, you can walk around. There's a lot to explore.
Yes. At present, you'll find miles of walking paths worth exploring. So there's plenty of walking to be done.
And you can start at Waltham Cross train station and follow the signposted walking route southbound. So, in other words, they have signs posted along the route. You know where you're going because they'll tell you. But what will it guide you past?
There are some important historic industrial areas along these quiet reservoirs and stands of forests. So it seems like you're going past lots of different kinds of things, actually.
A lot of history, but also some more current things.
Right, yes. You can also go through interesting city neighborhoods, like the artsy Hackney Wick area. So if something is artsy, then it is kind of like an artist. It has a very artsy vibe to it. Maybe something a little colorful.
Colorful, creative, fun. And it does sound like a great area to visit. You can move along past the Olympic Park and onto the Thames River. Sounds like a lot of fun and like a nice escape from a very busy city. Well, I'm curious, listeners, of all these five locations, which one sounds most appealing to you? I hope you'll let us know. You can visit us at our website, studioclassroom.com, or on our Facebook page, or send us an email to tell us what you thought about this travel article. Thank you for being here, Gabe and Carolyn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.